Good morning. My name is Zach Hayden. I am an assistant professor at Michigan State University, and I work on soil and nutrient management for vegetables. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the effects of late-season nitrogen management and foliar disease on processing carrot production, and in particular on an increasingly important quality concern for a large segment of our growers, which is the accumulation of nitrate in the harvested roots. Now, these aren't the fresh market carrots that you're getting in the grocery store. These are large processing carrots, so sometimes this big, pretty wide diameter. And they're in the ground from early April all the way through October, sometimes November, before they're harvested. And these are often called dicers, and so they're going to things like Campbell's soup. They're also getting pureed, specifically in Michigan, a lot for baby food. And so nitrogen management throughout the year is very important for production, but there is a trade-off between having too little or too much. So if you don't end up giving enough of the nitrogen to the carrots, you end up threatening yields, and yields are the key driver of revenue in this system. You also have the potential for reduced top strength, and this is going to affect harvest efficiency. So nitrogen is important for promoting those healthy green tops. These are mechanically harvested, so they're pulled out of the ground by basically a conveyor belt, and if you don't have sufficient tops, you end up not being able to get them out of the ground, which is going to reduce your yields as well. There's also evidence that higher foliar disease susceptibility can result if you have insufficient nitrogen nutrition in carrots. On the other hand, if you apply too much nitrogen or nitrogen at the wrong times, of course we have the normal issues with that, wasted time and money, the economic sides, and of course environmental consequences of losses to the environment, and the potential for reduced quality. We see larger proportion of cracked carrots when we have high rates of nitrogen. But what I'm going to talk about most today is excess N can also lead to excessive accumulation of nitrate in the carrot roots at the time of harvest. And so, as was mentioned in the previous presentation, this is a potential health concern, particularly for infants and small children. But more importantly for our growers, it's also something that is beginning to be regulated by some of the processors. So there are no regulations at the U.S. level currently, but some of our processors are owned by European companies, and they are enforcing standards of 200 parts per million nitrate in the harvested roots on their growers. So it's something that our growers are very concerned about. So looking a little bit more at nitrogen management in Michigan for our processing carrots. So these are grown on very sandy soils. And as I mentioned before, they're planted in late April, and they may not be harvested until October, sometimes even later into November. So that's a long period of time that they're in the ground. They're irrigated under center pivots for the most part, so a lot of potential for nitrogen loss through leaching as well. So to manage nitrogen, most growers are putting about 20 pounds of nitrogen, and apologies for not converting this to SI units, but the conversion to kilograms per hectare is roughly 1-to-1, not too far off. So they put down about 20 pounds of nitrogen with the planter, and then they wait, because carrots are slow to grow, until about middle of July, and that's when they put on their first of three potentially top dress of about 30 pounds nitrogen per acre each. And this is the area that we're really, the time period that we're concerned about in this study. So this September top dress of nitrogen, about 30 days or so before harvest. And so growers are really putting on nitrogen at this late time period, mostly because they think it's going to promote the health and size of the shoots to facilitate mechanical harvest. And they also think that it helps with foliar disease severity or reducing foliar disease severity at that time point. However, we know if we're applying nitrogen close to harvest, we also may have a greater risk of accumulation of nitrates in the roots. So growers have also, so they're convinced that nitrogen is important at that late time point to be applying it, but they've begun thinking about some different ways that they can apply it, different sources of nitrogen that might reduce that risk of nitrate accumulation. So this is just a quick schematic of the basic biochemistry of what's going on with the balance of nitrate in the roots and shoots. So nitrate is coming into the roots, obviously, and accumulation in the root is driven by the balance of intake into the root and shoot demand. So the shoot is the sink for nitrate. And as long as that shoot is photosynthesizing actively, it's going to be utilizing or drawing up nitrate, converting it into proteins, and using up supplies in the root. But anything that alters that balance, whether it be foliar disease on the shoot, or cooler, or in the case of carrots, hot conditions, that would slow that photosynthetic capacity, that demand from the shoot, is going to lead to increased accumulation in the root. So two strategies have kind of emerged to get around this. One that people are interested in is what if we apply the nitrogen to the shoot instead of to the soil so that it doesn't enter the root in the first place. That's through foliar application. And then the other idea is to use slow release end products like ESN, which the idea there is to better sync the nitrogen uptake rate with demand. So slow the release so it isn't all available to carrot at one time. So through our research, I'm going to talk to you today about results from two experiments. And the broad research questions are listed here. So for the first experiment, we're looking at how does late nitrogen application rate and source, those two alternative sources we just talked about, how do they affect carrot yield, shoot growth, and dynamics of root nitrogen or nitrate accumulation. And in the second experiment, we're going to get at how does carrot foliar disease severity affect root nitrates at harvest. So methods for experiment one, this was an on-farm experiment in Oceana County, Michigan, working with cultivar Kupar. And the plots were established after the August top dress. So it's important to keep in mind that this field had was managed according to grower standard practices and had received 84 pounds of total early season nitrogen before we even put on our treatments. And this is the design we worked with. So it shows you the different rates of nitrogen, rates and forms of nitrogen that we used and when they were applied. So starting in August after that top dress, we put down either 30, 60, or 90 pounds of nitrogen as urea. And then to get at the effective source, we either, at the grower standard rate, applied 30 pounds as urea, 30 pounds as ESN, which is a slow-release nitrogen source, or 30 pounds as foliar nitrogen, which we had to apply weekly leading up to harvest in split applications to avoid injury to the shoots. And for data collection, we looked at root and shoot biomass at harvest, and then also we subsampled biweekly carrots from the field and analyzed them for root nitrate content. So getting right into the results, this is the effect of our treatments on root yield and shoot biomass. And the short story is that we saw no effect of late season nitrogen rate or source on root yield or quality. We also didn't see any significant effects on shoot biomass, although on this graph here you see our urea rates across the bottom from 0 to 90 pounds per acre, and then the effect of ESN and foliar. We saw, as we would expect, a modest trend towards larger shoots with increasing in rates, but again, not significant. But what about effects on nitrate accumulation over the course of the season? So this graph shows nitrates in our subsample roots going from the start of the experiment where we applied urea. And then all the way through harvest. So with higher rates of nitrate or nitrogen applied, we saw a linear increase in root nitrates leading up to harvest. At the grower standard rate here in green, we had a lower concentration of nitrates in the roots. And then, of course, for our where we didn't apply nitrogen, we actually saw decreasing in rates. So the key is that if you apply a lot more nitrogen as urea, we ended up with a greater danger for high accumulation. This shows the effect of our different end sources. And in this case, we're just looking at the grower standard rate of 30 pounds, and we see that for ESN and foliar applications, we did in fact maintain lower levels of nitrate at harvest. But the practical significance is a little questionable because these products are more expensive, and it also may be more related to timing or total availability of nitrogen to the carrots in those treatments. Now, experiment two, I'll go through this pretty quick, but we wanted to ask a simple question: does foliar disease incidence later in the season affect root nitrate accumulation? So we did this in an existing fungicide spray trial where we identified three treatments that represented different levels of foliar disease severity, from low, medium, to high. And then we subsampled carrot roots from those treatments and analyzed them for nitrate content. And what we found is that, as we would expect, where we had high disease severity, so this was a control plot, an untreated control, we actually ended up with over 7 times increase in the concentration of nitrates at harvest in those treatments. So a pretty significant increase in the risk of nitrate accumulation when you have conditions of high disease severity. So what we see developing is kind of this complex interactions between late season end management and nitrate accumulation. So folks are applying nitrogen fertilizer late in the season with the goal of improving foliar disease and improving shoot health, but they're also risking increased nitrates. And as another interaction, conditions where we have greater foliar disease are also exacerbating that problem. And, of course, environmental conditions are also playing a role in this as well. Anything like water stress or temperature or heat stress can also cause problems. So our conclusions are basically that there's limited evidence that additional nitrogen at that late time point is improving production. Alternative end sources did reduce the risk of nitrate accumulation, but the practical significance is questionable. And then conditions of high foliar disease severity are going to exacerbate problems with root nitrate conditions and nitrate accumulation. And with that, I'd just like to thank our collaborators, funders, and the folks at Michigan State who helped with this research, and I'd be happy to take any questions if we have time.
Yeah. What's the difference in the irrigation demand when you get into late season as opposed to when you're actively growing through the summer? So when you get to that August, September mark where you're worried about it, how much decreased irrigation are they putting out at that point?
Yeah, well, the irrigation demands at that time point are still pretty high. So temperatures are generally, they'll put on quite a bit of growth during that September time point. Temperatures can still be pretty high. So there's not a huge change in the amount that they're putting on.
Thank you again.
All right, thank you.
Sorry, we don't have much more.